Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, today we mark a somber event on the Christian calendar, the day our Lord was crucified. Multiple parties participated in that horrific crime: Judas Iscariot, Pontius Pilate, Herod, the Roman soldiers, the Sanhedrin, and of course the crowds who demanded his death. For that reason, debates abound in church history over this question: who killed Jesus? Who bears the ultimate responsibility for the murder of God's Son? John, is there a verse in the New Testament that puts that argument to rest?
Well, it might surprise some people to hear who bears the responsibility. Well, I'll tell you this, Judas Iscariot was fully responsible for the betrayal of Christ, and he bears that responsibility and will bear it eternally. Pontius Pilate was fully responsible for the rejection of Jesus Christ, and even though he tried to wash his hands of it, he today, in eternal hell, bears the responsibility for the rejection of Christ. The same is true of Herod. The same is true of the Roman soldiers. And the same is true of the Sanhedrin. They were responsible for rejecting Christ, for hating Christ, for misjudging Christ, for executing Christ, for betraying Christ. They bear the full weight of that responsibility. And they pay in full for that by being out of his presence consciously forever. But who really killed Jesus? The answer comes in Acts 4, where it says, "For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, listen, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur." God predestined the death of Christ. He was the one who placed Christ on the cross for us.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Blessings to you this Resurrection Sunday. Have a good weekend.